Hey, Mr. DeMarco, is that you, buddy?
Yeah, what's up, Grease Man?
Oh, man, I'm loving life. I'm sitting with my buddy Garrett. We're kind of fascinated with the Alibi Network. You're telling me if a man wanted to be duplicitous, he could make a deal with you guys, give his wife a work number that you guys come up with, and then whenever she calls, they'll say, Allied Industries or whatever it is, and she said, let me speak to my husband. Sorry, he's in a meeting.
He's in a meeting, and or we could patch it through to you, Grease Man, just like you were there.
You must have to have it as an ongoing service. If a guy's going to be doing this, he wants to, whenever she calls that number, you guys got to answer.
That's a great question, Grease Man. We got both. You know, if it's a one-time thing you need to do it for, we're there for you. If it's an ongoing thing, absolutely, we can do that, too.
So you give the wife a number that when it calls, you'll always know which guy's wife it is, I guess.
That is correct. Technology's a beautiful thing, Grease Man.
Hey, Mike, you know, with cheating spouses, in the end, a lot of times it always comes out in a wash, and eventually the cheaters are found out. Have you ever had any death threats or jealous husbands who figured out what their wives were up to and come after you for enabling their spouse?
Actually, not at this point, knock on wood. You know, but as Mark David Chapman proved, it only takes one maniac to ruin your day. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed, hoping that doesn't happen, and we do our job. If it comes out, chances are pretty good you're not going to go through every detail as to how you covered yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember last year you got some publicity from the O'Reilly Factor, and Bill O'Reilly, I remember, went after you pretty hard. And even though I guess he was sort of a detractor of your service, did that kind of publicity really help you guys?
Well, that's a great question. You know what they say, any publicity is really good publicity. and that is the truth. You know, it's a double-edged sword. We really don't necessarily need for mainstream society across the board to know who we are. The reality is a very small percentage of the entire population is potentially going to use us. That very small percentage can turn into large numbers, obviously, but relative to the population, no, and we don't really necessarily want to cause a mass panic and have husbands and wives and boyfriends, girlfriends, fiancés thinking that, you know, everything that their significant other tells them is a lie. For the most part, they're telling you the truth, or if they're not, they're not using us. But we are there for a segment of the population at AlibiNetwork.com.
Now, how does the Alibi Network help you get rid of that unwanted girlfriend?
Well, that's a great question, Grease Man. How do you want us to do it? You know, for the most part, people who call us and utilize our service know exactly what they want to do and what message that they'd like to convey. Much more creative than we are internally, that's for sure. So if you do want to get rid of a spouse or a significant other, we can blow them off for you just by sending a message. It is more personal than an email, but still probably not optimal for the one who's taking it. You know what I mean?
Are you a married man?
I am not, Grease Man. I'm a happy man. How about yourself?
I am not married either.
Hey, all right.
Answer me this. There was a Japanese company that had a specialized service for millionaires. You might want to try this. Where they hired very striking young men to go up to the wives of the millionaires and come on to them in the hopes that the wife would fall in love with this young man and then be easier for the husband to divorce. The wife would almost want to get a divorce and start with this unexpected hunk that she's found. Then, after the divorce, and the husband saves most of his money, the mysterious man disappears once again. Could you guys come up with a service like that?
Well, I'll tell you what, Grease Man, if I was young and good-looking like that, I probably would fill that role myself.
I understand.
A little more labor-intensive than we're looking to do, but we can certainly supply that for the right price. Like I said, we do have services available for review at AlibiNetwork.com, but if you come up with a specific service that you want, we're happy to discuss it with you and see what it may take to facilitate that perception and or prevarication, my friend.
Would somebody call you if, for example, he runs into an old girlfriend, they decide to have a couple of drinks, he figures, what the hell, I'll go buy her house. Next thing you know, who's your daddy, who's your daddy, who's your daddy? Another half a bottle of champagne, he falls asleep, he wakes up, and my God, it's 4:15 in the morning!
Beautiful.
Can he go to AlibiNetwork.com and come up with something to tell the wife?
Well, sure, he can, Grease Man, but now you're talking about a very time-sensitive issue. You know, it's 4-something in the morning. Typically, I'm sleeping, or I'm doing the who's your daddy thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
So that having been said, if you need a rush job, we're going to charge you for it. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we certainly can, but try and give us a little bit more time. Ultimately, we're consultants when it comes to this, and, you know, we got to get paid for our time and inconvenience. So if you can give us a couple of days, everybody's going to be happier.
This is a fascinating business. I'm tempted to steal your idea. Just think, I got a good brain for this kind of thing. I could come up with all kinds of stories. The hell with this. I'll just work out of 24 hours a day. Grease, I need some help. I do it for a living anyway.
Hey, if you're looking for a side job, Grease, we're with you, buddy. We need somebody with your talent.
All right. I think I'm on to something. All right. AlibiNetwork.com. Call with your pants down, hand in the cookie jar, lipstick on a dipstick. Call AlibiNetwork.com, and they'll get you out of the fire.